is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
And we're joined happily by Rose Tang, who was a student leader in the Tiananmen protests of 1989, is now in New York as an advocate for human rights for all, watching the events of these last days and the protests across all of China's landscape, from Urumqi in East Turkestan to Shanghai on the coast to Beijing and all the large cities. Rose, we call upon your memory of Tiananmen, watching these events as best we can through people's handheld iPhones, showing the people turning out in the streets and chanting not only against COVID-19 lockdowns, but against the Chinese Communist Party leadership, in particular, Zhang. And they're talking about Zhang's death, and they're talking about Xi Jinping. What do you see that's similar to 1989? What do you see that's dissimilar? Good day to you, Rose.
Good day. Good morning, John. For the past few days, I have had very little sleep. I've been really, really excited, more excited than worried for this brave protesters all around China, and a lot of memories flash back. I was really excited to see a lot of the slogans are exactly the same, like we want freedom, human rights, democracy, and rule of law, and particularly one slogan, to give me liberty or give me death. That's exactly what we students chanted in Tiananmen Square and throughout Beijing, throughout China, over more than 300 cities and towns back then in 1989. This is like deja vu all over again for me. By the same time, I also noticed something fundamentally different and unprecedented, which is the direct and daring calls for Xi Jinping to step down, to remove the Chinese Communist Party. Back in 1989, we students were very naive. Mind you, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have the smartphones. Very few students or other protesters had been overseas, outside China, not even to Hong Kong or Taiwan. And most of us, we wanted the Chinese Communist Party to improve, to introduce political reforms, to introduce multi-party systems, to introduce democracy. We love China. We didn't say we love the party, but we just wanted a dialogue with the party. But this time, these daring protesters, they chanted, we want Xi Jinping to be sacked. Xi Jinping out. The Chinese Communist Party out. This is incredible because this is the first time such a call to be heard all over China on such a mass scale. Direct defiance against the Chinese Communist Party, direct confrontation, not seeking a dialogue. Another thing which is really different is the outpouring of compassion from so many people towards Uyghur people. I'm talking about the compassion from mostly the Han Chinese towards Uyghur people. As we know, up to at least 3 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minority groups have been or still are in concentration camps in China. And the Chinese government has committed multiple genocides, not just against the Uyghur people, but also on Tibetans and Mongols and the Chinese people themselves over the last few decades, and also encourages racism, discrimination against the so-called minority groups, especially Uyghurs and Tibetans. But this time, we saw the outpouring of compassion from the Han people towards Uyghurs. This is really, really moving, considering compassion itself does not have a Mandarin word for it in China. We cannot translate compassion into Mandarin in China. In Taiwan, it does exist in the Mandarin vocabulary. This time, and the protesters are calling Uyghurs 同胞, means compatriots. That's how the Chinese usually call Hong Kongers, Taiwanese and overseas Chinese. So this is quite a watershed. And this is the beginning of the beginning and beginning of the end. Beginning of the beginning, meaning beginning of a new era, not just for China, for the Chinese, the Uyghurs, Tibetans, but also for the world. The beginning of the end, meaning the end of the Xi era, the end of the Chinese Communist Party.
Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Rose, very carefully. Gordon, you have a question for Rose.
Rose, one of the most striking elements of the most recent series of protests is that there was no organization, there were no leaders, there was no coordination. And yet, within hours of the fire in Urumqi in northwestern China, we saw these protests, big protests throughout the country, north, south, east, west. It reminded me of 1989, where you had protests in about 370 cities across China. Again, no coordination, no leaders. This is striking that these attitudes now in Chinese society just motivate people to act in the same way because they think the same way. If you can comment on just the attitudes of current day Chinese and how they resemble or differ from those in 1989.
We have about 3 minutes, Rose. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. The comparison is that back in 1989, as I mentioned, we did not have smartphones or internet. I always said to people, if we had those devices, if we had the internet back in 1989, we may have won the revolution. And this time, that time, we were driven by the love of China and also compassion. Compassion not just towards the late Chinese Communist Party leader Hu Yaobang, a reformist politician, but also compassion towards other Chinese. We saw almost like a utopia in Tiananmen Square. That was the first time people had a little taste of freedom of speech, freedom of press. The Chinese media, state-owned media, had 4 days of press freedom. I think that helped spread the news all around China back then. That was crucial. And we did not have a leader. I became a leader accidentally because I was the loudest, and I could put up with long hours of shouting slogans and marching. But anyway, it started as a leaderless movement, which was great. And once we had the so-called leaders, and it started to get a bit messy. And we students, even for me, a university protest leader representing my university, I did not have any means of communication with the so-called top leaders. But this time, no leaders is continuing. I hope it's continuing because this is today's world, decentralized, helped by social media.
We have everybody 30 seconds, Rose. 30 seconds.
Yes, everybody with a smartphone. Everybody has a voice. Is a leader. Is a network. Is a channel. Is a radio station. And I hope it will stay that way because the real leader is the common goal, the desire for human rights, freedom, and democracy.
Rose Tang, a leader in 1989 at the Tiananmen protests, observing from New York today. Gordon Chang in Tokyo, Japan. I'm John Mallett.